Borders, the number two bookstore chain in the U.S., is filing for bankruptcy and announced plans to close almost a dozen stores in our area. Its rival Barnes & Noble is also struggling. It's shuttered three of its Manhattan locations in the past 3 years. Not long ago, it seemed these mega stores would keep expanding and driving out small independent bookshops. But as WNYC's Ilya Maritz reports, there are still plenty of indies around to appreciate the irony of the shrinking of the chains.
18 years ago, the New York intellectual's favorite bookstore was in the fight of its life. Shakespeare and Company had the perfect location, Broadway and 81st Street. It had the perfect milieu. Toni Morrison, Al Gore, and Art Spiegelman all drew huge crowds to the store. And the competition saw the perfect opening, a 32,000-square-foot space one block to the north. Barnes & Noble's Superstore opened in April 1993. Linda Murata was Shakespeare and Company's book buyer.
People were upset. Everybody in the book business seemed, or independent stores anyway, were all, you know, very upset.
As soon as Barnes & Noble moved in, Shakespeare & Company's sales dropped off. Still, the store hung on another 3 years until another, even bigger Barnes & Noble opened 14 blocks to the south.
So we were surrounded, basically.
The store's closing reportedly inspired Nora Ephron's romantic comedy, You've Got Mail. Same ending, Meg Ryan loses her bookstore, but with a twist, straight out of Hollywood. She finds love with a guy from the chain that drove her out of business, played by Tom Hanks.
It was completely depressing.
An epitaph on the silver screen for the neighborhood bookstore. But a funny thing happened on the way to the pulping mill. Indie bookstores came back. New York Magazine recently counted more than a dozen new bookstores all around town. McNally Jackson was founded in Soho in 2004. Proprietor Sarah McNally says revenues rose 7% last year. Times are good. And she says at a recent conference for indies in Washington, D.C., she heard the same thing from her peers.
We can't figure out why that is, whether it's because the chains are feeling sad and tired and on the verge of collapse, or whether it's people wanting to return to shopping local.
Whatever the reason, if, say, Nora Ephron today wanted to remember what the old Shakespeare and Company was like, she could come to a reading here. Meanwhile, Shakespeare and Company has reinvented itself as an academic bookstore with locations near Baruch College and NYU. And Linda Murata is still head book buyer.
I'm surprised, and I'm not surprised, but I'm pleasantly surprised and very proud that we still exist.
In the next few weeks, Borders will close stores on Park Avenue, 2nd Avenue, and Broadway. No doubt some patrons will migrate back to the independents. Linda Murata says it's still a sad occasion.
You know, I kind of like Borders.
Her lesson from 2 decades of turbulence in the bookselling business? Know your customer, don't pay too much in rent, and you might just make it after all. For WNYC, I'm Ilya Maritz.